Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The latest jobs report shows 2.5 million jobs were added last month, and the U.S. unemployment rate fell to 13.3%. Many analysts were surprised, but say the job gains suggest businesses have quickly been recalling workers as states have been reopening their economies. WWJ AutoBeat reporter Jeff Gilbert, well, he says and reports on how much of the impact of reopening of the auto industry and how the auto plants are having an impact on the jobs numbers.
The manufacturing segment gained 225,000 jobs in May. Autos are just a part of that. Now, the sector lost 1.3 million jobs in April. Auto plants only started reopening in May, and that was later in the month, with the jobs slowly coming back, first to prepare the plants, then on one shift. Now, those plants are gearing up even more, so we're likely to feel more of an impact of the reopening in June. But long-term, a lot depends on maintaining strong sales, because car makers will throttle back if needed to match production with demand. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.